This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep. Graybar does that.
This is what we started out the day talking about, which was the very sort of uninspiring tone that Steve Kerr used when asked after practice yesterday about how to pair Kuminga with Jimmy Butler when Jonathan is ready to return, because that is getting close.
I think, you know, the obvious question is the spacing, because neither one of them is a five. They're, we're really looking at them as a three and a four. And so, you know, can we space the floor well enough with the two of them on the court together? We should be able to defend at a high level. You know, it'd be great to have that kind of size and athleticism on the wings. There's a lot to like. And then, you know, we just have to sort through the offensive execution. You know, can we put a group around them that makes sense, that we can, you know, kind of rely on a two-way offense and defense dynamic, and that remains to be seen.
Okay, so both of us just keep laughing because there's nothing wrong with the answer, but I just, and like, we'll be honest with Steve when he comes on, honestly, like, it's just, you listen to it and I'm like, it just doesn't inspire a lot of confidence.
It sounds like he's thinking about it for the first time. And I know he's not, because he's had Jimmy Butler now for almost 2 weeks and he knows Kuminga's coming back. And so I'm sure he's thought a lot about it, but it just, the way he's answering it makes it seem like he's answering it on the fly. Like, you know, I hadn't even thought about it. So well, let me think. Well, neither one of them's not a five, and you know, spacing is a big thing, and so it's yet to be seen.
Yeah, like, that's the worst phrase that you want to hear right now. Like, I don't want to hear it remains to be seen, even though it is an omnipresent truth.
Right.
It always remains to be seen. Always. So when you end with that, it's kind of a punt. It's kind of a punt, is what it felt like and sounded like. And you're right. Of course he's thought about it. Of course they're running every single permutation and predictive aspect of this. Obviously, that's what they do. They're the Golden State Warriors, and they're not bleeping around. That's certainly not how I feel. But when you listen to him, I do think there's a healthy bit of like, look, this isn't just two good players and so poof. It's not that. And I know with the Warriors situation, by the time Jonathan gets back and there's 24 or 25 games left, that's what we're going to call for. I think a lot of our callers today have sounded like that. Jonathan's good. Put him in. Ah, I wish it worked that way. And I don't think it does, and it sounds to me like Steve doesn't think it does.
It doesn't work that way, and that goes back to my point about Milwaukee and Kuzma and your point before about Luka and the Lakers. It just doesn't automatically work like fantasy basketball, you've got a great player playing alongside another great player. So now you're going to be super great because you got two of the 10 best players in the league together. So now you're going to be just amazing because that's the way it works. And it's not the way it works. Like in your fantasy football team, when you have two great running backs who are on two different teams, they can both be awesome for your team. They're not playing on the same football team. And now Jimmy Butler joins a team that plays a certain way, so he has to adapt to that. And Kuminga hasn't played with him. And when he comes back, he now has to adapt to that. And when Jonathan was here, when he was healthy,
yeah,
and Jimmy wasn't here, a lot of Jonathan's job was go out there and get it. Go get buckets. You'll be out there when Steph isn't. We don't have a lot else around you. So when you're out there, go 100 miles an hour, get to the hoop, get to the line, get you yours. And now when he plays with Jimmy Butler, that's not going to be your role anymore.
No.
Your role is going to be get you yours, but,
all right,
but Jimmy, but Steph. And so you're asking Jonathan at 22, and Steiny made this point earlier, and I think he's right. You're asking a 22-year-old without a ton of basketball experience to now go from it's you, it's your time, go get it, and now you're going to ask him to pick your spots.
Pick your spots, but oh, by the way, tick-tock, contract negotiations are coming.
Right, yeah. You're right, because before Jimmy, it was go do your thing,
yep,
and contract is coming, so go do your thing.
Yep.
And now it's contract is coming, go do your thing, but pick your spots.
Pick your spots. Joe Lacob loves you, so don't worry.
Yeah, oh yeah, we're going to take care of you.
Don't worry.
We got you.
It'll be fine if you only score 9 tonight.
If you only play 17 minutes and get 5 shots.
It's complex, man.
Very.
It really is. This is touchy, and I'm not saying they
can't.
And
not touchy-feely.
No, I'm not saying they can't figure it out. I think they will. I'm not saying that, you know, there's a problem brewing. I just think that Jonathan's assignment here and Steve Kerr's assignment here is complex. And here's something I probably shouldn't say because I know how sports media works, and so someone's going to rip me for this, but that's
fine.
Make
sure you tweet this, Lucas.
Yeah, this is the thing that's going to be hard.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, hootball,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What Jonathan Kuminga was tasked to do before, as you just said, was a very physical assignment. It's like being on that old game show Double Dare and taking the physical challenge. Sorry, Granny and Lucas have no clue what I just said.
It was a Nickelodeon show.
Yeah, anyway.
Which used to be a network.
You don't have to shrug your shoulders at me, Lucas. I said, I know you don't get what
we
I just
know
said.
Nickelodeon.
But you know Double Dare?
No.
And do you know what the physical challenge is?
No.
Okay, so just nod. You don't get, I threw it over your head on purpose, okay? It's like third down, throw it away, keep the field goal intact. We're going to kick the 3, and then we're going to kick off and try to live another day. All right, Lucas?
That's great. I actually love Double Dare.
You know what the physical challenge is?
Of course.
All right, perfect. You're a throwback.
Like anyway. The greatest obstacle course in television history,
tremendous.
Outside of Legends of the Hidden Temple, maybe.
Joe Grandy, what the Double Dare
is. American Gladiators is on the phone, but go ahead.
Fair.
That's definitely ahead of your time.
I watched it.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Anyway, it was a physical challenge. Go out there, do you. We want you to be aggressive, get to the line. Well, now Now what Jonathan is going to be asked to do is much more of a mental challenge. And they're going to ask a 22-year-old who has at times struggled with this on and off in his career. And it's this: play heady basketball. You are now playing with multiple NBA royalty people on the floor at the same time. People who have achieved the idea of being an NBA one. And there's multiple, and they're all healthy. And now Draymond's going to move to the five, where he's kind of brilliant on defense. This has always been the thing with Jonathan. No one questions his leaping ability, his focus, his talent. What they do question sometimes is, are you in the right spot at the right time, especially on the defensive side of the ball? We had an assistant coach, I think Ron Adams, came on earlier in the year and said, when Jonathan started to really score in this league, and we've watched this with players, that's when he was like, I don't need to play defense anymore. You're really going to have to, if this is going to work, you're going to have to know exactly what you're supposed to be doing on both sides of the ball all the time. And the question will be, is Jonathan at a point in his career, with the amount of minutes he's now played this year, where he's ready to do that? And I don't know. I don't know. Are you consistently ready to be making the right decision? Not just execute the drive, but the right decision almost all the time. I think that's the question that faces the Warriors.
And it's a challenge because you've had him play a certain way the majority of the year, which is not that he hasn't had to be heady and smart, and I do think that he's developed a lot of that over the course of his four-year career. But now, when you've got another option who's going to be ahead of you on the pecking order, and this is where playing with Andrew Wiggins is kind of a luxury for a younger player like Jonathan Kuminga, because Andrew Wiggins was never going to be domineering or ball dominant or a guy who's going to take up some of your touches and some of your shine. But Jimmy Butler is going to be that guy. Jimmy Butler is somebody who likes to have the ball in his hands. He likes to create. He does a lot of the things that Jonathan does. He gets in the paint. He gets to the foul line. He tries to attack and go downhill. So if you're Kuminga, there'll be possessions where he's just going to be relegated to the wing or the corner, and that's not what he does best. Right. So if Jimmy Butler's got it and Jimmy's trying to cook and do his thing, then Kuminga suddenly becomes a non-factor.